Ryan Gorman in for Jack Harris with Katie Pacino. And joining us on the hotline right now, we have our aviation and day trading expert, Jay Ratliff. Jay, great to talk to you. So let's go back to yesterday. The Fed meeting concludes, and it is a 0.75 percentage point interest rate hike. Clearly, the latest inflation data that's come in over the past week and a half or so had the Fed spooked, even more concerned about not being able to bring that down. So they went for the higher increase than was originally projected.
Yeah, in fact, Ryan, the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, has said numerous times that they were behind the eight ball, if you would be, on inflation because they misjudged it. And it's I appreciate the honesty and the transparency there, where he said we really didn't think it was going to be an issue. Last year they kept using that transitory term, suggesting that it was going to be temporary. Don't worry about it. Nothing to see here. And again, these are supposed to be the brilliant individuals of our time, helping to kind of help steer things. And what they found out was inflation was, in fact, an issue, and it continued to become so, especially as we rolled into this year. And as a result, I've always been concerned that the Fed might do more than what they would normally do, because they were behind before. They want to make sure it doesn't happen again, and sometimes you err on the side of being slightly more aggressive than you should. And initially, we were looking at 25 or 50 basis points. That was going to be it. And you're right, after some of the data that we received last Friday that suggested that inflation wasn't really peaking or dropping back, it was getting worse in some areas, that really propelled the Fed and to go with that 0.75 basis points. And you know, yesterday Wall Street seemed to take it okay. The market was up about 500 points. It dropped back, closed 303 up on the day. But I guess as people have slept on it, they don't really like it because now the Dow futures are down almost 600 points. And it's going to be interesting as we progress to see just how much more inflation impacts this market.
Well, and I think the realization is setting in, you know, just like the Fed and some of our top economists were more optimistic about inflation than they probably should have been now looking back with 2020 hindsight. I think there has also been perhaps a bit too much optimism that we could do this soft landing where we bring inflation down without sending the country into recession. That clearly appears to be something that's just not going to happen. It seems like the consensus is growing broadly that recession is right around the corner.
Yeah, and I suspect that it's going to be on the front porch later this year and or at least at the beginning of next year. And of course, the real issue here is that it could be with us for a period of months. It could be with us for a year or longer. And of course, recent memory seems to be all that investors kind of hang their hats on. And you go back to just at the time when President Trump was elected, and we've seen a market that has just climbed and climbed and climbed. And even though we've had some temporary dips, we had the pandemic issue, but a rather quick recovery thereafter. A lot of people that are the newer investors, Ryan, they won't know how to handle an extended, prolonged recovery.
Yeah.
And as a result, you're going to see a lot more emotion in the market. You're going to see a lot more volatility. And the sad part is the number of people that have been playing kind of the follow the leader type of things on so many different types of stocks with regards to how they handle their investments. And we've had so many people that, you know, when Bitcoin was at 40,000, 45,000, that they were out borrowing money to jump in because of all these people, celebrity included, they were talking about how the Bitcoin was going to go racing towards 100,000. And they wake up this morning and see it's trading free market under 21,000.
Yeah.
It just adds to the frustration and unfortunately to the panic and the uncertainty about what lies ahead.
All right, Jay, I'm going to have you on the Ryan Gorman Show soon because I do want to talk to you. We're not going to have time here, but I wanted to chat with you about this pilot shortage, which seems like it's causing some serious problems. And I don't know, we've talked about this before, but that seems like something that's going to be an ongoing issue for a while. Yeah, so
12 to 18 months probably before we can get on the other side of that issue.
Yeah, I'm going to have you on to talk a little bit more about that real soon. Our aviation and day trading expert, Jay Ratliff, with us this morning. Jay, always great to talk to you. I hope to catch up with you again real soon.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Ryan.
All right. Coming up next, we'll chat with Aaron Jacobson, and we'll get ready for the Ryan Gorman Show right here on News Radio WFLA.